Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with us. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Folks, many of you have heard me say over the years that you probably got a book in you. You're a regular small business owner, but you probably got a book in you. And I run into people all the time. In fact, I said it to somebody this week who's is nearing retirement, and he's seen so many things. And I said, you know, you got a book in you. And you know, we talked about that a little bit. Well, Jack Mitchell is somebody that I want to reintroduce to you. You've met Jack before a couple of times. Jack's a regular business owner, small business owner, just like you and me. But he's been around a while. He's seen a lot of things. He's waited on a lot of customers. He's made a lot of people happy. He's maybe even made a mistake or two. And he just had a book in him. It just welled up inside of him, and it finally came out. It's absolutely a wonderful book. It's a bestseller called Hug Your Customers, The Proven Ways to Personalize Sales and Achieve Astounding Results by Jack Mitchell. Jack, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. A real pleasure to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back on the show, and I just want to congratulate you. I understand that the book is now in its fourth printing, over 60,000 copies, and it's only been out, what, about 3 months?
Only 2 months, Jim. Two
wow.
months and a couple of days.
I
pinch myself every time I get up in the morning here, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled.
Well, I'm so glad that you're giving Hillary a run for her money at the bookstore.
I'm not Hillary,
there.
Please. I'm not Hillary. I'm not Jack Welch. But I'm just delighted. I'm getting emails and phone calls and so forth from throughout this great country of ours and actually abroad, people that, you know, have forgotten that, you know, the whole idea of staying close to your customer and hugging your customer and being nice to people, that caring, thoughtful touches that we're all about in our family business, and my book, you know, talks about it, especially in these challenging economic and political times. It's sort of nice to hug people and make them feel good, and that's what we've been doing in our family business for a long time.
For a long time, over 50 years, haven't you?
Yes, exactly.
And now your dad started the business, right?
My mom and dad,
yep.
My late mom. My dad is still with us at 98, Jim.
98?
He still comes in. You know, we're a clothing store. He still comes in on Saturdays for a couple of hours. And
make sure the kids are taking care of things, right?
Well, no, he's long ago, you know, passed the torch and the equity. In fact, we've passed the torch and equity on to our sons. My brother
yeah.
and I are second generation, as you know,
yeah.
and my wife is involved in our business. I mean, can you imagine having, 10 active family members in your business? And we all get along. That's
I don't know. Now, see, that's the amazing thing. Well, congratulations. But I'm so proud of you and your book on how well things are going. I want you to talk to us today about hugging as a mindset. You write about that in your book. Tell us about what you mean by that.
Well, you know, again, hugging is just not a bear hug. I want your friends and your listeners to it's a mindset of really this focusing totally and absolutely first and foremost on your friends and your customers, whatever business you may be in. We happen to be in the men's and women's clothing business, but it can be for any business. So when you wake up in the morning, you're thinking about who are your customers? What are you going to do today and tomorrow to touch their lives in a personalized way? What can you do for them or with them that makes them, you know, come and shop or buy from you? But more what can it be, those little thoughtful touches that can happen, rather than waking up and worrying about price or product or how you can improve your product and price correctly? Of course, you have to do that. But if you're first and foremost in your paradigm is complete mindset, and just not yourself if you're the owner, but everybody that works with you, total company wide you know, focus about the customers, and have a passion about that the top of mind is customer. So when you wake up, the first thing you're thinking about when you come to your business, your store or your brokerage office or your insurance agency or whatever business you're in, you're thinking, what calls am I going to make today? How can I call Jim and make him feel good? And then maybe later on you'll talk about what you can sell him or service him or whatever it might be.
You know, Jack, one of the things that I like to do is whenever I do something like what you were saying, whenever I try to hug a customer or just do anything that's nice to somebody, I like to notice their reaction. And more I'm seeing people act like like they're surprised that somebody would actually be nice to them.
I know.
And you know, the thing is, that means that if I'm finding that in a lot of different places, that means that people are hungry for this, and nobody does this better than small business.
I completely agree with you. I mean, I think it's people are so thirsty and hungry, as you say, for these small, and we have an advantage, those of us who are smaller than larger, because we can be nimbler, we can be quick, we can change direction quickly. And again, if you're close to those customers and you know them and you make them feel good, it just makes their whole day. But I do think there's a groundswell, Jim. You know, we talked about last time. You talked about we being here in the East, and I'm less than an hour from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think of the blackout we had the other day. I mean, mm-hmm. So many stories our customers are telling us of people that were helpful and courteous and
right.
kind. And it not only happened in New York; it happened in Detroit. We're hearing this on the radio and TV. So those things are there, and people want that. And as small business people can deliver that.
It is actually, I believe, I'm convinced, it's actually the default feeling, the default behavior of human beings that we've sort of gotten out of, haven't we?
I believe that's what people are telling me as they're emailing and reacting to my book, Hug Your Customers. They're saying, Jack, we forgot about that in our drive to be better and to make money and to worry about the numbers, short run and long run. We all got wrapped up in the technology even, and we forgot about the customer. We forgot mm-hmm. who we were really servicing. And mm-hmm. your book, talks about that. And so I think the book has come out at a time when people are ready for that. And it's just, as I said earlier, I pinch myself that the book has done so well so quickly. But it's spreading because I think people are buying bulk orders. They're, companies, mm-hmm. small ones, large mm-hmm. ones, they're actually using it as a, chapter. But it's a very easy, as because you've read the book and talk
yep.
about it. It's a very easy read.
Now the book is available wherever books are sold. And also, can they buy them from your website?
Absolutely. You can go on the website.
Give us that website.
Well, my website is hugyourcustomers.com.
All right.
Well, it also directs you. I mean, you can obviously buy it on Amazon. You can buy it in Barnes & Noble.
Right.
Online. Or you can go into, hopefully, the local bookstores have it. Airports have it. But if they don't have it, ask for it.
Hug Your Customers by Jack Mitchell. And hugyourcustomers.com is the website. And the stores, folks, are in Connecticut. One's called Mitchell's. The other's called Richards. And when we come back, I'm going to get Jack to tell us how to sell underwear on Sunday. Who ever heard of such a thing? We're going to talk about that. And also, we're going to get into a little bit of how he uses technology, that cold, the thing that people think of as cold technology, to hug his customers. It really does work. He's one of the best I've ever seen at doing that. We're going to get him to tell us a little bit about that. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Back is 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're visiting with our good friend Jack Mitchell, the author of Hug Your Customers. He's, folks, long before he was an author and a very successful author, he was a very successful small business owner, just like you and me. How many employees do you have now, Jack?
Jim, now we're blessed with 186 employees.
186.
I call them associates. I sort of love it.
But now those
word.
Are, that's just in two stores, though, right?
Two stores.
So
we're still thinking like we're a mom and pop.
You are.
That's our mentality.
I know you run your business that way. But by the way, folks, this book has a lot of little bitty chapters. That's what I like about it. It doesn't take you long to get through one thought. And I think you did the right thing by doing it that way, Jack. Okay, let's talk about selling underwear on Sunday. What's that all about?
Well, that's a fun little story that's in the book. It happened a couple of years ago. We're closed on Sunday. We think it's a wonderful, still a great idea to give all of us a day of rest. And anyway, we're closed on Sunday except for the holidays. And I happened to be, though, in Richards, which is in Greenwich, Connecticut, on Sunday because I was negotiating a fairly good-sized business deal with one of our vendors, and the big shots came out from New York City to see the store. And I put my briefcase in the store after we discussed business, And I was by myself. Normally, my sons are with me on several of my sons are with me on a business deal like that. But they had family things they needed to do, so I was certainly capable of doing it. Anyway, I went up and down Greenwich Avenue for a while, and I came back. When I came back, of course, there were three or four customers standing in the front of the store, so I let them in. What was I going to do? Of course, I let them in. That was a hug. And then I got in the store, sold them a little bit, and then they left, and all of a sudden the phone rang. I picked the phone up, and there was this woman, she's on the phone. She said, I'm desperate. I need some underwear. And I said, my goodness, well, you know, we're closed, but why do you need the underwear? And said, we're open Monday morning. She said, no, you have to understand, I'm a great customer of yours. My husband and I, we lived in a beautiful home here in Greenwich, and we packed everything. I packed everything up with all the packers and the movers, and we moved today. I packed everything, including his underwear, and he is so. And we've been married 58 years, and if I don't get underwear, I am in. I said, of course, come on down. So I waited 20 minutes, and she came down and sold her a few packs of underwear, and maybe I saved the marriage. Yeah, at least.
Oh yeah, no, you probably did. You know, here's the opposite of that. I walk up to this happened to me. It's happened to me recently. I walk up to a store. And it's 4 minutes to the when they open.
We've all had that experience.
And I walk up to the door, and I see the employee in there.
Right.
And they see me at the door. They turn around and look at the clock.
Oh, yeah.
It's 4 minutes to nine. Right. They go back to doing, actually, they were just visiting with each other. Instead of walking over and opening the door and say, come on in, I mean, what was it going to hurt them? But they stood there and let me wait till 9 o'clock. You know what I did? I waited till they opened the door, and I said, you know what? I was ready to do business with you 4 minutes ago, but right now I'm not. I got in my car, and I left.
Right. I think every one of your listeners has had that experience. I've had it many times, and it just reinforces the flip side, you know, whether it's underwear or, I mean, we open the stores. In our store, both stores, if you call on Sunday or when we're closed, you get an option from the telephone deal. It says, if it's an emergency, press 2. And that 2 goes right to my brother Bill's home.
911 to Bill, right?
911 to Bill. And, you know, it sounds like it's corny, but some people, you know, all of a sudden you forgot a business suit or a dress and it was a special occasion and you're flying away and you forgot to pick it up. Or, you know, I tell a lot of other fun stories about a bow tie, you know, a big bar mitzvah here, and you know, all of a sudden you didn't have your tie. I mean, we tie ties, you know. All of a sudden you get to a wedding and you can't know how to tie your. So those kind of simple little hugs is what I describe in my book, and you can just translate that into your business, whatever business you're in, that just goes that extra mile. That those little personal things that are great.
But one of the things that you do, Jack, and I want all of us to do, is don't assume just because you are the owner and you would open the door before 9 o'clock if the customer's standing there, don't assume that all your employees would do that. You have to train them. You have to instill that in them, don't you?
You definitely do. But you have to be, it does start from the top. You have to do it first, and you have to talk, not brag about it, but let them know that you do it. And when you do it, and it's fun to do it, and the people appreciate it, and people like that's a hug back for your associates when they're here doing it. And when they do it, we empower them, or I use the word enable them. We show them how by enabling them, and then they go that extra mile. They hug a little differently, and everybody hugs differently. But when you do that, it just pours back in terms of goodwill, and it does work from a financial point of view. I don't want to just have your viewers feel that this is fantasy. In my book, I have a whole part, as you know, called The Formula. I mean, the formula, clearly, hugging does work financially.
It's not only the right thing to do, it's good business.
You bet.
It?
Exactly. Yeah. In this great country, we have the freedom to do these simple things.
And look how much happier we all go through life when we behave this way.
It's fun to come to work. And we only have associates that wake up in the morning, they want to come to work. So it's...
Yeah, I can understand. Let me ask you... Now, one business is in Greenwich?
One business in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's called Richards.
Right.
And
Mitchell's is in?
Mitchell's is in Westport, Connecticut.
Westport, yeah. I've been to both of those places. Good cities, folks. So if you ever get up that way, check them out.
Please come see us. You bet.
And Jack, it's been a lot of fun to have you on the show today. Next time you're going to be on the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about technology.
I'd love to talk about
how you use technology to hug your customers.
Without IBM, we absolutely would not have had the business growth that we've had, Jim.
Yeah.
So I'd love to talk
yeah.
about technology.
Thanks, Jack. Congratulations again. The book is called Hug Your Customers by Jack Mitchell. Check it out, folks. You'll like it, I promise. Quick break. Right back with Tim Berry. It's 29 after. This is Bruce. Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.